begin with, just tell us where the movie started, really, where, you know, the genesis, the whole process of getting it from your twisted mind to paper to the screen.
Well, that is kind of two, I guess, beginnings. One is I did a short film in 2000 called The Second Death, where there was sort of a peripheral character who comes into a bar and is really obnoxious, says a lot of confrontational things, and then leaves. And it was, you know, I was a small town policeman. I always wondered, where did he go when he left, you know? But it was also, I was at a pretty low ebb in the film business at the time, and I had a lot of bitterness and contempt and rage, basically, for British film. And so a lot of those feelings came out in that character.
Perfect.
That threw you.
Yes, it's a heartwarming story, isn't it?
I mean, once I'd set up the character, once I created that character, it then becomes a process of, well, for the first thing, there was a seizure of drugs off the coast of Cork a few years ago that was $500 million. It sounds extraordinary, but it was. And there was a comedic element to it. They refueled with diesel, and the yacht ran aground. And then there was two men on board, and one of them swam for help. So that was, and they both got arrested, obviously. He was sent to jail for life, I assume. So there was that. And then once you create, like, an edgy, confrontational character, then it becomes, well, who will he offend the most? So, you know, an American, right? That's who they offend the most. And then keep with the law enforcement, FBI agent, push it further, a black FBI agent. I mean, I could have kept going, a gay black FBI agent, but I thought there's enough material there to offend people. You know, that's enough to start off with.
And once you created these two characters, on paper, you obviously had to find two actors to fill them. So maybe you can talk about how it came to be Brendan Gleeson and Don Cheadle. Were they in your mind? You know, how did that...
It wasn't specifically written for them, but I think... Well, specifically in Brendan's case, once I'd reread the script, it's very hard to see, you know, what other actor could have played that part. You know, an Irishman in his 50s, sort of at the end of his tether. I think, you know, if you've got a younger actor, let's say, you know, a bankable Irish actor, it'd have to be someone like Colin Farrell or Michael Fassbender. And I think a lot of the jokes coming from a younger man would play as just sort of plain nasty, you know, rather than somebody who's just sort of trying to undermine people who he thinks have got power over him. So there'd be a different edge to the comedy, which I didn't want. Obviously, my brother wrote and directed Brendan in Bruges, so... You know, Martin got the script in really quickly, and he read it. That's how Martin gets an executive producer credit. That's how you get those credits.
That's all you need to do.
So Brendan read it really quickly, and then when Don, it had already been sent to Don, because I liked Don in Boogie Nights and Devil in a Blue Dress, and I'd seen him being interviewed, and he was very funny, and there was a warmth about him. Brendan, he's like that in real life. And so once he knew Brendan was attached, he read it really quickly. So in the space of a week, I had the two lead actors attached to the project, so it all happened really, really fast.
Brilliant. Just one more on those two then, while we're talking about them. You know, you mentioned you poured your rage and bitterness into Brendan Gleeson's character, and we know John Cheadle's a fantastic actor, even, you know, notwithstanding Ocean's 11, but
Don owns up to that accent, you know, he gets a lot of stick for it when he's in London, so he owns up to that.
But he does. But it's still got to happen on screen.
Yeah.
And there's still got to be a sense of chemistry. And I think for me, that was one of the shining lights of this movie, is whenever those two are on screen together, they are fabulous and you're just gripped. And did you see that happening as you filmed? You know, was it something you just sensed was going to work?
Well, you do have that thing of, just because everyone's getting along on the set and there's a great camaraderie, and this went, you know, with everybody, all the three villains, Mark Strong, Liam Cullen, and Dave Wilmot, got on really well. You know, it was a really happy set, and apart from, you know, problems with the weather and all that kind of stuff, there was no problems with the actors, you know. But you never know if that's going to come across. I mean, you know, we've heard of stories of films where two people hated each other, but the chemistry was there. You know, you're never going to know. But yeah, as we were shooting it, I thought the essential warmth between the two people was there, sort of as a subtext all the way through. You know, and it's, you know, their scenes are some of my favourite scenes in the movie, really.
Let's have some questions from the floor then. Anyone got a question that wants to kick us off? Be brave. Right at the back.
Hello. Did Brendan Gleeson's character make it back to shore at the end?
Well, answer that, please.
Well, you know, when I wrote it, there's a lot of references to death in the film. The Annabelle Lee is an Edgar Allan Poe poem about a young woman's death. There's the bar scene.